This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on the 30th night of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447 in South Africa. We commend to the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 14,000 rand. The Mahar of Fatimi is 36,000 rand. The minimum Mahar for those following the Hanafi Mazhab is 800 rand. The Malikis is 300 rand. And the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, there is no minimum amount for the Mahar. A very warm welcome to the esteemed listener, Marcus Sahab, online voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simulcast on Sirius FM in the East Rand, as well as on Radio Al Ansar. Well, for your questions, do remember, if you're within the boundaries of South Africa, the 084-786-3132, that's via WhatsApp. And if you're out of South Africa, it is +27 84 786 3132. Mufti Saab's email is akhussain@gmail.com. The Twitter is @akhussain. The websites, muftiakhussain.net, markazsahaba.com, as well as daruliman.co.za. With that, we take this opportunity to welcome my esteemed Mufti Saab, the director, sound engineers, and the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallahu khairan for joining us this evening.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum hafiz wadi, jazakallahu khairan.
In Mufti Saab, once again, we kindly request for the latest update from Gaza, occupied Palestine, as well as Masjid al-Aqsa.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So first and foremost, today, tonight in South Africa, tomorrow South Africa, and that will be 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Rabi'ul Akhir will start on Wednesday. So that's the first point we should know. However, in most countries, and obviously that they have seen the moon because it was more than 20 hours or 20 hours. So therefore the sighting was visible. And now tonight and tomorrow is the first of Rabi'ul Akhir in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Palestine and majority of the countries of the world. So we will read inshallah Allah, the du'as for our multi, great listeners in various countries where tonight and tomorrow is the first. Before we go to the news of the Jutlas, we should also know that tomorrow is the opening of the 80th anniversary, whatever you want to call it, of the United Nations General Assembly. And the topics are very, very hot. Remember, especially with the apartheid road, the terrorist regime of Israel, that will feature every day almost. So that will be tomorrow starting. Second, remember Saudi Arabia, 23rd of September. So that is their Yomul Watan, their national day. So they will be celebrating that. And everything else they say to celebrate is bid'ah and haram. But to celebrate this, they say permissible, totally haram. Haram it is, and they waste millions and billions. And though if you know the Saudi flag, it's got that green color and the white two swords and the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I've been there several times at Allah's help for Umrah, Hajj, sometime conferences, and you must see what they do with the flags. Those who are sane and mature, they just throw it, remember that. Straight away they become murtad and out of the fold of Islam for desecrating the sanctity of all in the sacred name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the blessed name of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tonight, as I'm speaking to you, the Jutlas are ushering in their new year. And that is called Rosh Hashanah. So you should know all these type of things. Yeah, they are a cursed nation, and always Allah will punish them. them till the day of Qiyamah, the scum of the earth. As Gideon Levy wrote, the settlers are subhuman and so forth in the Haaretz newspaper. So we should know all these type of things. Now let us start with what's happening here. Today, Monday, was day 717 of the war of Israel against Gaza al-Mubarakah. Listen to the biggest headlines they have today. Former IDF chief Halevi, is not a gentle war. More and more evidence shows most of the Gaza war deaths are civilians. You got that? Hey, Helen Zeller, do you hear? So you must remember that Jutli, she tells us she doesn't know about the genocide and so forth. We will work our best. She must never become the mayor of Johannesburg. Remember that. We always told you to vote for the DA is haram. And now she just confirmed it. Remember that. She says that Hamas wants to obliterate, you must remember, Israel. So where the hell were you when Israel was bombing and killing and massacring? Remember the Palestinians 40 years before Hamas came to existence. Hamas came to existence 1987, from 47 to 87, what you think Israel were doing? The massacring and murdering the Palestinians and trying to finish them up, and what they're doing now. Shame on you, Helen Zeller. You're a disgrace, you must remember, to your party and to your name, and the Jutlas and the Jutlis as well. Protesters rally outside United Nations French mission in support of Palestinian state recognition. They're supposed to announce it tonight that they will also be recognizing the independent state of Palestine, and there will be many other countries following suit and so forth. The parents of hostage Alon Ohel say his family is shaken and in pain after Hamas releases video. Obviously, they're going to release it and show them that this is your brother, your son, and if they are dead, it's because Israel has murdered them and killed them. So that is Netanyahu, the war criminal, and the Netanyahu's aim that the war must continue, and elections also, he wants to cook it up, and you must remember that, as you will see this now, Singapore to sanction Israel, settler leaders supports Israel Palestinian statehood. USI sanctions on International Criminal Court over Gaza war crime probes. You see that? US thinks it's a bully. It can now sanction ICJ, ICC, everybody. But the facts will remain on the ground. You can't bomb the truth, as well said by Mahdi Hassan. So the American regime, remember, are the biggest terrorists on earth today, and their illegitimate child and harami, and any political party, whether it be the DA or the PA, remember the Patriotic Alliance, for us as Muslims to vote for them, totally haram and so forth. UK Jewish institutions say they back two states, you understand? So why not commend Starmer, you see? Starmer must go there and stand in The Hague. 108 years, you must remember, that after the Balfour Declaration, too little, too late. See how Allah has put hatred in the hearts of people, men, women, and children, for the Israelis and the Jutlas and Jutlis. If you're a first-time listener and you don't know Jutla, Jutli, it means the Jews and the Jewess, and you can include in that the Zionists who are helping them. Not every Jew is a Zionist, and not every Zionist is a Jew. But we will include them here for our purpose, those who are supporting Israel, the illegitimate haram state. Listen to this one, yes, in the Haaretz. I'm reading it as it is. I escaped to a Greek nudist paradise, only to discover that Israelis are hated there too. I escaped to a Greek nudist paradise that people don't have clothes on, only to discover that Israelis are hated there too. Analysis: global outrage at Israel about Gaza, not anti-Semitism. So remember, with your anti-Semitism and Holocaust, you can go to hell for what we care. You must remember that. You're just pulling the wool over the people's eyes. UK, Canada, Australia, Portugal formally recognized Palestine, urged two-state solution. I like the statement Iran made. In life, always remember ulama, always remember students. This is a big weakness in us, in our fraternity, because we look at sponsors, we look at the rich people, we look at the influential people, and then we keep on compromising the truth. Iran made a very big statement. They say we reject this two-state solution. There's nothing like a two-state. We don't recognize Israel as a state. It must be one state only, and it must be Palestine. Then you can run it with your democracy, whatever system you want, and so forth. Obviously, Islam got nothing to do with it. But we must not allow an Israeli state. They had their chance. It's finished now. That is the best statement came out, you'll understand, for all these stupid, idiot, castrated Muslim leaders and important leaders and so forth. You know that even if non-Muslim teach you something good, you accept it. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu caught Satan, Lucifer, he was stealing the Sadaqatul Fitr. The third time he caught him, he told him, now I'm not having any empathy, sympathy for you. I'm taking you to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I'll teach you something. He said, okay, what? He said, read Ayatul Kursi and you will be safe from me. AK 255, verse 255, Ayatul Kursi, Sahih Muslim, the hadith, you can check it up there. And that teaches us, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what he informed you, O Abu Huraira, sadaqa, but he's the biggest liar. Just like America, Israel, and them, they are Olad of Shaitan and so forth. So that is what we see, you see that? So that's what we want. There must be no more an Israeli state. It must be a Palestinian state only. And the Jutlas can stay there according to our laws and our conditions and so forth. And they don't want, then you foot sack from there and you get out from there because you had your chance and so forth. Listen to this. Netanyahu's plot to obstruct Israel's next election sparks an unexpected call to action. You see that? So Netanyahu's vision for Israel's future is not Sparta. It's something worse. So things are going, remember, against him, that Israel, Palestine was not on the radar. It was marginalized, but he speaks so much in that. So now he brought it right back into the forum, and inshallah, in our lifetime, as our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawarallahu Marqadahu said, 2027, Zawalu Israel. There'll be no state like Israel, insha'Allahul Aziz. Let me read for you the editorial. Israel faces a new year of despair under Netanyahu's rule. New year, tonight is their new year, tomorrow is their new year, Rosh Hashanah. UK Jewish institutions say they back two states, so why aren't they commending Starmer? Here's what the Palestinian Authority should do now, following statehood recognition. By next Rosh Hashanah, we'll know if Israel survived Netanyahu. So now more and more hatred against the Jews, and tomorrow and this whole week that you'll get news from United Nations, what our castrated and important Arab leaders and Muslim leaders have to say. Half of them murtad, the other half munafiqeen, and 5-10% maybe Muslim. So that is the synopsis of our Muslim and Arab countries. Jazakallah
khairan for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, what are the sunnah du'as to read for the new lunar month?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For all of you, where tonight is the first of Rabi'ul Akhir and tomorrow is the first, you read it. And the others also read it, no problem. Practice makes perfect. You read again tomorrow night, no sin or something. Every sunnah and nabawiyah, sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you practice on. Chapter 3, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni. Follow me immaculately for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah jalla wala will forgive you your sins. So that is what we should realize. Now read with me. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin Warushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin Warushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. Look at the glory, beauty, style, diction of the Arabic language. The first three nights of the Islamic lunar month is called Hilal. Then every three nights the name changes. Laylatul Badr, the full moon. So the glory, beauty, you see, of Islam and the Arabic language. So Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, Ya Allah, make this new moon and crescent the month of khair and goodness, wa Rushdin, and righteousness for all of us, the Ummah, our families, the Mujahideen, the Shuhada, everybody. Allah grant them the optimum, maximum reward. Second dua, we know South Africa is a haven for criminals and so forth. There the rape and the murder and so many other things, hijacking and carjacking and whatever else you want to say. So learn this dua and read it, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahu Akbar, Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wal salamati wal islam wal tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety, security. And Ya Allah, protect, preserve our iman and Islam. And with tawfiq, give us that divine inspiration, motivation. Our actions, our speech should be lima tuhibbu wa tarda, what is beloved to you and you are pleased with it. Rabbi wa rabbuka Allah, you are my sustainer, nourisher, and the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the celestial creation, terrestrial creation. Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, my young brother, mashallah, hafidhullah, you know, we started Nasiha December 2015, and we're still carrying on with Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, with his voice. We have sent it out today to all the groups and so forth. So if anybody wants it, just put their new moon to us and you will receive it tomorrow, inshallah. Because tonight, you know, we're very busy with Q&A and so forth. So you can then request that as well. Third dua, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, who's buried right there at the entrance of Aqsa al-Mubarak. So you must remember Maqbara al-Rahma, the graveyard of mercy and compassion. He states, Mustafa Rasulullah taught us the following dua whenever the new moon and the new month starts, and that is an excited. So then read Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La Hawla ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم إني أسألك خير هذا الشهر. Read again. اللهم إني أسألك. Oh beloved Allah, I ask of thee خير هذا الشهر, the best of this month. In this case, Rabiul Akhir, in majority countries of the world. وأعوذ بك من شر القدر, and I seek your protection, Ya Allah, from the evil of destiny and taqdeer. Give it good and not the evil. And wasu il hashar, tomorrow, Ya Allah, the day of justice, the day of judgment and reckoning, I seek your protection. I must not be standing in the wrong camp with the munafiqeen and kafirin and mushrikeen and non-Muslims. So what a beautiful dua. We all should learn it. Remember once again, tonight in South Africa, tomorrow is 30th Rabiul Awal, and in majority countries and places, all our holy lands, tonight, tomorrow is the first of Rabiul Akhir. Ji.
What does Nusuk stand for and what does it actually mean?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses the word Nusuk in various places in the noble Quran. Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Say Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily my salat, that is my prayer, my namaz, wa nusuki. In this text and context it refers to qurbani. So udhiya. So remember that when you slaughter, sacrifice on the 10th, 11th, 12th of Zulhijjah. So that is, you know, Eid day and after that. So there it means. It means that Hajj generally and everything related to Hajj and Umrah and so forth. So chapter number 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 162. So there you will find it as well. And remember in Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 128, Wa arina manasikana, watub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. So there also you will find it. Now Isha time, my brother who picks me up, Sufyan Bhai, he's from India. So he asked me, can we use the Nusuk airport? I got India passport. I said, that you'll have to speak to the agent and so forth. So that I cannot answer. And you know, so when will this whole, you must remember, this whole thing come, you must remember about, you know, this Nusuk and that, when will it be operative and so forth. So now they said, you must remember that it will become operative very soon. And yes, it, yeah, I sent it out in some groups and so forth and so on. So you can check it up there and so forth, that how it will work and so forth. The best is you speak to your agent and they will help you out, inshallah al-Aziz.
Allah. Mufti Sahib, must one attend the Ijtima?
Remember, there's no must of attending an Ijtima and so forth, but for the men, we will encourage them. So this week is the Ijtima taking place under the auspices of Nizamuddin. You must remember there in Kelvin, this Friday, this Saturday, this Sunday that I sent out. So remember that there are more than 16, 17 foreign jamaats and so forth. Last year in Camperdown, when they had the Ijtima, the first time in the history of South Africa, from 66 till now, you must remember, they never had 100 foreign jamaats, and 100 foreign jamaats came. So we must look at the positive as well. Last week, not this Friday that passed, previous one, 10, 12 days ago, a jamaat came, you understand, from Bangladesh, Tongi, and they were associated, affiliated to Nizamuddin. So that Alim there, the third time, he's coming out for 1 year jamaat. You see the sincerity, the devotion, dedication. They read the Jummah Salat, everything behind the Imam, everything there in the Center Street, Center Road, Center Street Masjid in Marisburg, you see. Allah reward the trustees and Imams there. So after that lunch and went to go rest, then he said, let me change my clothes. Just now I'll be leaving this world. He read Jummah Salat, that's his last Salat. He meets Almighty Allah Jalla Wala on a Friday. He is in a path of Almighty Allah. They contacted his family in Bangladesh. He said that they just bury him there. He always wanted to be Mina Shuhada, from the martyrs. So therefore we promote all. Next week, for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, will be the Ijtima, you understand, here in the Markaz, here Markaz and Nur, in Crown Mines and so forth, in Johannesburg. So we promote that also, but for this week we will promote this one here in Kelvin. Everybody knows my stance. I say all the masajid should be open to both groups and so forth and so on. I just returned from Uppington and Krobler's Whoop. So there they got one notice. If you look at the notice, I think my brother Ahmed Abdi took a photo of it. So but comical also. But anyway, there is written, you must remember, that both groups of jamaats are allowed here, but they got certain conditions and so forth, but both groups are allowed. So that is what we are saying. Allow both groups, you must remember, and so forth. So what you want, monopolizing the masjid for your group and yours, this, Allah won't ask you that. See Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu warda, open Mutta Malik, what a message he gave to the ummah. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَ لَا تُقَدِّسُ أَحَدًا. You can be in Makkah Mukarramah, you can be in Madinah Munawwara, you can be in Aqsa Al-Mubarak. The holy land will not make you holy and pious. إِنَّمَا يُقَدِّسُهُ عَمَلُهُ. It's your actions. So that is the criteria by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah give us understanding of deen of Islam. We must remember this. So we promote both groups and we will say attend all the istimas if you can. This week go to Kelvin, next week go there to the Markaz Masjid, and then Markaz and Noor in Crown Mines. So very good, we got no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, this person says, I'm a widow living on my own, getting a lot of panic attacks. Please advise, what can I read?
Sister, it seems that because you're living alone, so you're living in lot of fear and so forth and so on. So Quran gave three prescriptions, three recipes. Because you are a lady, so you will understand recipes, my sister. So write down or try and make a note of it. So the first one you must read is chapter 21, Surah 21, in the 17th Supara and verse 83, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. He was sick for a long period, Muddatun Madida, 17, 18, 19 years, the ulama wrote the various amounts, but very long. He cried, he petitioned, he begged Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Anni Masaniya Durru, the sickness, calamity, catastrophe has afflicted me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And Ya Allah Jalla wala, you are the exclusive one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. So read the dua abundantly. Chapter 21 in the 17th Supara, verse 83. And then just after that, you will find chapter 21, verse 89. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. So read that abundantly as well, and read Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, chapter 3, verse 173, and read Surah Fatiha and blow on yourself kalam masi and give out some charity. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam said, Dawu mardakum bi sadaqa. In the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood it is mentioned. So we also make dua for you. Allahumma shi mardana wa mardal muslimin jami'a. Ya Allah, give us shifa. Shifa, cure, zahiran wa batina. Our external sicknesses, our internal diseases, our pride, our arrogance, our jealousy, our excessive love for wealth, excessive love for the dunya, excessive love for name and fame. So all these things, majority of us are guilty of. So Allahumma shi mardana wa mardal muslimina jamia. Ya Allah, all those brothers, sisters, adult children who are ill and sick, you grant all of them shifa'i kamil. We make dua daily for all of you through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah.
JazakAllah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Time for a break, and after that we continue with the Q&A program. To remember, Monday nights we're with you from 8 p.m. right until 10 p.m. Sunday afternoons 2 to 4, and also in the mornings we'll tell you more about that a little later.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to make istighfar on behalf of my marhumin son and parents?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm sending out the calendars of Markaz Sahaba. I sent out already, and now I'm sending out the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal's calendar. So those of you on the groups, you will see it, and you will see the Mahar Fatimi and the Zakat Nisab and the Manimam Mahar and so forth and so on. So mashallah, so that's good. Remember that. So you know South Africa, that it will start on Wednesday, inshallah. That is the month of Rabi'ul Akhir. Regarding dua for the deceased, 100% you must make dua istighfar. The best duas to read are the Quranic duas, and that is Surah 59, verse number 10. Rabbana fil lana wa li ikhwanina allazina sabaquna bil iman wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghilla. Ya Allah, that do not, Ya Allah, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us. So it includes brothers, sisters, children, everybody. And remember that those people who passed away with iman, that's a condition. We can't make dua for non-Muslims after they passed away as non-Muslims. Chapter 9, verse 84. Then Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَلَا تَجَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, do not place malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts for those people who have iman. You see that? So Allah Ta'ala is very, very compassionate and very, very merciful. And the best dua to make for parents, for children, for everybody, Surah 14, verse 41, and that is the dua of Nabi Ibrahim, Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. Learn it by heart, it, memorize it, teach it to others, your children, grandchildren, students. Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wa la, forgive me Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Give out charity also. Insha'Allah, Allah will forgive them. Allah will elevate their rank and status. And you will see them in the dream in various ways. Sometimes they're flying. Sometimes they got white clothing on. Sometimes they are smiling with you. So insha'Allah, daily make it part of your ma'amul and routine. We make dua for the mawta and amwat. Al-mawta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawwiz. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. The deceased are like a person who's on the verge of drowning, and he'll die just now and drown just now. So they're screaming for help. So make dua for them. Give out charity on their behalf. Read Quran Sharif. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Read any part of the Quran. Surah Yasin is recommended. The hadith in Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, on the authority of Maqil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu, permissible according to all four schools except the Salafis. If you want to see the Mufatiyas, if you want to see the guys who are freebies and chamchas, tomorrow go there to the Saudi embassy and just see all the chamchas and the sidekicks will be coming in there. And they want to collect some dates, they want to collect this, tell Saudi Arabia what great work you are doing and so forth. You will see the long row there, Jam'iyatul Mufatiyas. You see that? We can call them that. The group of the Mufatiyas, you must remember that. Najdis, Wahhabis, Kafir government of Saudi Arabia. Allah Ta'ala destroy them. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud.
Please tell us, who was Zainab bin Khuzaimah radiallahu anha?
So remember, there were two Sayyidah Zainab as the wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are Zainab binti Jahsh? Her nikah Almighty Allah himself performed. She was married to Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anha, but they were not compatible and so forth. So then talaq took place after the iddat. Almighty Allah jalla wala wants to make ibtalu tabanni. Almighty Allah wants to show that the Western way of having an adopted son or adopted daughter, and then where they considered as your biological child, they inherit and all that, is haram, is not permissible that. So thereafter the iddat, Zainab bint Jahsh, now her nikah took place with Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the question arises that who performed the nikah? Zawwajnakaha لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم. We perform your nikah. Allah stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, we perform your nikah. She is the only lady on this earth that her nikah was performed by Allah Jalla Wala. Sayyida Hawa Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was performed there in Jannat. Allah Jalla Wala performed the nikah, remember that. But on this earth, Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh. Why? So that in future there is no problem for you to get married to your adopted son's wife. You must remember that. Because why? It's not your son, it's not your biological son. So we must draw that dichotomy and distinction. Chapter number 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, and verse number 37. And then say Zainab binti Khuzaimah radiallahu anha, Ummul Masakin. She passed away during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and she is buried there in Baqi. And the first wife passed away in the lifetime of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Sayyid Khadija Kubra radiallahu anha. So she is buried there in Mu'alla, in the graveyard. Not Mala, Mala like a Malkop. You understood? Mu'alla. Pronounce things properly. You must remember that Malkop means like an insane person, you know. So Mu'alla, Hajun, that area is called Hajun, and it's a slope from up to down. So where your Zamzam, Hilton, all that is Misfala. And you go to the cemetery graveyard, is the upper part of Makkah. That area is called Hajun, and Mu'alla is there. So that is why it's called Mu'alla. And remember our mother, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, innaha ka وكانت مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صديقة سيدة عائشة. She was unique. She's exemplary. Nobody can take her place. She stood with me when I was alone and believed in me. She gave all her assets and wealth to me. She is the mother of my 6 children, my beloved 4 daughters and my 2 sons. Innaha kanat wa kanat, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Sayyida Zainab binti Khuzaymah, she passes away and she was very, very generous. So she is called Ummul Masakeen, the mother of those people who are the poor people and so forth. Like Jafar bin Abi Talib, Sayyidina Ali's brother, he was known as the person who loved the masakeen and the poor. We love the rich and famous, then we turn away from the poor. You tell Jamaat brothers, go America, go Europe, go Mauritius, 100% we're ready. Tell them go to Burkina Faso, tell them go there to Malawi, tell them go, yeah, half of them will drop off. You see, we love the good life, you must remember that, the rich and the famous and so forth. That is the truth. So now we went to Uppington and I asked him, how many ulama come? He says, 0. Maybe one alim comes from the Tel Transvaal, Old Transvaal and that per year. Why? We are all poor people, the majority of them. So there, where the khana, pina and the paisa is, there you will find the people. An-nasu dhahabu ila man indahu dhahabu wa man la indahu dhahabu fa anhun nasu dhahabu. The shair, the poet says, people will go to where the gold is, you see, where the Kruger coins are and so forth. And when there's no Kruger coins and no paisa and fulus, then we say bye bye, goodbye, lay bye, or we will see you afterwards. So that is human nature, remember that. Very bad it is.
On the day of Qiyamah, will one be called by the father's name or mother's name?
The hadith is clearly mentioned in Abu Dawood and Mishkat Sharif. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Tomorrow on the day of justice you'll be called by your father's name, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein, like that. So remember, fa ahsinu asma'akum, hence choose good names. That is an instruction and commandment from the master, rahmatul Al-Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only time in Islam a person's lineage will go to the mother is when it's haram children, illegitimate children. She eloped with somebody, she got pregnant, she gave birth, and thereafter maybe they got married, maybe they didn't get married. How many haramis we know? You understood? I know how many haramis. You understood? The Muslim guy was busy and then he just left that lady like that, dumped her and so forth, or he got married to her afterwards. But the first child is a haram child. The lineage must go to the mother. That's compulsory, and not to the father. And what you ladies are doing, some of you, absolutely haram. Allah's curse is on you. The malaika's curse is on you. And the people's curse is on you. Man intasaba ila ghayri abihi fa alayhi la'natullah wal malaika wal nasi ajma'in. ABC husband, XYZ wife were married, 3, 4, 5 children. Allah forbid, now the rows and ructions, and that marriage ended up in divorce. So now the wife has the children. She tells the husband, "Ekhan yo rehmak, I'm to fix you up." You see, all to spite people. So now she goes to court and what have you, and re-registers, or the home affairs or whatever, and re-registers the children on her maiden name. You're telling the world all your children are haram children. That's what you did, my sister. And on top of that, you are cursed by Almighty Allah, the angels and the people. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and Ibn Majah and various compilations. So it's compulsory. The lineage must go to the father as long as it's a legitimate child. Illegitimate haram child, so that will go to the mother. That is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahib, this person says they've registered for the alim, or they intend to do the alim's course next year. What should they be doing from now until that time in preparation for the alim's course?
It just depends where you registered already, my brother. If you registered in Azad World, or you registered here in Zakaria, or you registered there in Durban, Talimuddin, Ispingo Beach. So they normally teach through the medium of Urdu. So then sometimes they give more emphasis to Urdu than Arabic, which I don't agree with, obviously. So, but be that as it may, so you must remember to try and learn as much Urdu as possible. Story time. So I left South Africa on the 12th of March, 1974. So then they put me in a certain class and all that, you know, Alim class and all. But one period I had in the Hifz class. They said, you must read your Quran, your Hafiz there. The Ustaz's name was Qadi Abdul Rahman. He passed away in Newtown Madrasa. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri's Madrasa. So when you go to Pakistan, the first week, you must get the area, a running tummy, you know. So I was there in class, you see, and now my Urdu was all broken. So I could feel something rumbling in my stomach. So I picked up my hand. So he asked, yeah. So I said, Mera pet dorta hai. Mera pet dorta hai. The way he laughed, he said, get out from here, go quick. So I went everything. So every day he used to ask me that for that 1-2 weeks. He said, pet dorta hai. So that is direct translation. You see that? My stomach is running. So in Urdu, if you make direct translation, you will say, Mera pet dorta hai. Your stomach is running. That's not the proper way of speaking, but we were learning. So all these things, Maulana Yusuf Karan, a senior alim of South Africa, he told us the story himself. He said when he went to study, how he went to study, he was a school teacher. He told me this personally, and he was in Glencoe, and he saw a board, there, a notice there on the board in the masjid, you see, that if you want to go study in India, contact this number, all that. He phoned that number, Hazrat Mohana Abdullah Umarji picked up, Rahimahullah, Mohana also passed away on a Friday, Allah Ghariqi Rahmat, for my Allah grant Jannah to Firdaus. And then he told him, I want to go. He said, no, you don't come to Durban, our Secretary General is there in Washburn. You go from Glencoe to Washbank, Mazat Moha Qasim Sema is there. So Mohana Sema, very great alim, giant in South Africa, first person to start a Darul Uloom in South Africa in 1973. We were there, mashallah. So that is how Allah grant Mawlana Jannat al-Firdaus. So go there, he says, I landed up. So he says, when I landed up there in Bombay, in that event, steamer ate with a boat. So he went to a restaurant. He told them samak. They didn't understand. Fish, they didn't understand. Now he doesn't know muchly. So he said, bring the pen. So they brought. Then he drew the fish. Said, yeah, now we understand what you are saying. You see that? So he said samak. That's a little bit Arabic he knew. And he knew, you understand, English. So like that. He drew the fish, then they understood. Then he went to Darun Deoband to go study. Now he's learning Urdu, you see. So he went to the mithai shop. So he told the mithai guy there, the people who sell sweetmeats, he told me the story personally. He said, me mithai chahti hu. So, me chahti hu is feminine. So, me mithai chahti hu. So, the way that guy laughed, you understood? So, Mohana Karan was furious, Yusuf Karan. So, he gave him one punch, TKO, flat that guy was. You see, he ran away. Whenever he saw Mohana after that, he used to run for his life. He said, just now you give me another left hook and a right jab, you see that? So, that is what you must do. If you're going to study there in Newcastle and all that, or Camperdown and all these places where they don't really teach Urdu and so forth, maybe just as a subject. So then learn Arabic, then learn all the simple words and so forth. Don't waste time. Every day learn 10-20 words. That will help you, inshallah. And every day read 2 rakat salat. That I must study khalisatan liwajihil kareem. Ya Allah, let me study for your love, your pleasure. Allahumma jalna, Allahumma jalni min al maqbulin. Accept me for your deen, ya Rabbal Alameen. You'll go very far, my son, inshallah.
Of this time, when will Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu appear?
This is all people's stories. I told you so many a time, when I came here, you must remember in 2001, January, then I can't take their names now, they passed away, both of them, one Mufti Sahib and one Maulana. Every Friday almost used to come to me. We were here in the old place, CII, you know. At the bottom was Deboniers and Stairs and Stairs, and on top we were on top of the stairs, you see. So stairs at the bottom and the stairs on top. So they used to come first thing, they tell me, for what you want to speak about the Shafi'is, Malikis, Ambalis, you must just say Hanafi. I say, Subhanallah, I'm Molvi Okar Aise Baate Karte. What you think, everybody graduated in Deoband and Jalalabad and all that, all only Indian Muslims. So they kept quiet, they felt ashamed. I said, no, you carry on. This is our tang nazri, you know. That this is our the biasness and ta'assub and prejudiceness. We must only teach, you understand, the Hanafis. So the Ummah is only Hanafis. Only Jahil can talk like that, you know. But they're supposed to be a Mufti sahab and Maulana sahab. Then they started with all this. Hazrat Mahdi will come in the year 2004 and thus. They said some people had breakfast with him. I asked them, when you're going to have lunch with him? They got mad with me, you see. They said that we're telling the people to cancel their Hajj bookings and that 2004. But Allah's fazal, Allah's mercy, all that. So I went for Hajj. When we came back, the both of them came. So I told them we should speak Urdu, Arabic, English, whatever came in the mind. So I said, Aapka Mahdi to nikla nahi. What happened to your Mahdi? So they said, no, humse ghalat hui. So now I said, now you are responsible. How many people's Hajj you cancelled and so forth? They told the people, Khun rezi hogi. There'll be bloodshed there and so forth. So I reject all these things there. You must not worry about when Hazrat Mahdi will come and so forth. Allah is not going to ask you that. Allah will ask you about your own deeds, your own speech, your own actions. Hazrat Mahdi will come whenever Almighty Allah. Open Abu Dawood, open Mishkat Sharif. You will find so many ahadith on Mahdi and so forth and so on. And Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah wrote the book on Nabi Isa alayhi salam. You will find some ahadith there on Mahdi. So you must remember that as well. So many ulama, one Arab alim, Sheikh Tuwajiri, wrote a whole book, thick book, and the Medina Munawwara, and that from there they gave it to me. So we believe in that, remember this. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam will still come, Mahdi will come, Hazrat Mahdi will come first, then Dajjal will come and he will emerge, and then Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come, and you jutlas, you're going to get roasted and toasted even then, remember this. Jesus, peace be upon him, is a Palestinian. Sayyida Maryam, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al Azra, Maryam al-Batul, she turned away from a toxic society. So remember, they're all Palestinians. And when he comes, Isa alayhi salam, he's going to catch you jutlas and tell you, you believe in me? You say no. He'll kill you straight away. You Christians, he'll ask you what you say. You say Ibnullah, the son of Allah. He'll kill you straight away. You see that? That is what's going to happen. And therefore, Almighty Allah is going to send him so that only Islam will prevail, whether Trump, the animal and the pedophile and rapist, likes it or not. So that is what's going to happen. And where will he kill Dajjal? Between Jerusalem and between, you must remember, Tel Aviv, a place called Lod, L-O-D, Lud, we call it. Sahih Hadith, go open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, and so forth and so on. So many things still going to happen there. You Jutlas, Haramis, Christians, pay attention. Your Armageddon is going to be picked. Trouble for you. Remember that you're backing the wrong horse. How people were backing Sahuk, and Sahuk died the natural death. The Janaza Salat is finished also.
What advice does Mufti Sahib have for those who do not, where Hajj is fard upon them, but currently they feel they will not get an opportunity? Do they go for Umrah?
Remember that, people, why are you so negative? قال النبي المصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل أنا أكون على ظن عبدي بي. As my servant thinks of me, then that is how I will treat you. You Muslim, you got Iman. You must say, my Allah will take me there. I have full yaqeen and conviction in my Allah. Why are you losing hope in the mercy of Allah? So inshallah, with Sahuk is gone, with this Nusuk and that, your quota will go higher also. I see the agents are sending me messages already that when this will open and this open, but I don't promote these agents, you understand? We promote what comes from Saudi Arabia. I see that Safir and all of them, they send something. So inshallah, tomorrow we'll send it out to the groups and what have you, that who and who, when all the dates are opening for registration, and just put your name. and speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. One thing don't do. Don't put any money until unless you speak to a local agent in something. Last year, the year before, in Pakistan, thousands of people put money and it was a scam account and they lost millions and so forth. So you need to be very careful and circumspect. So whatever you do, whichever agent you got, you understand, confidence in. You like Flywell, speak to Flywell. Bricks is there, EAS is there. You like, you understand, TTW, speak to Ashraf there. You like, you understand, World of Travel, speak to Irshad Malik there. You like Yusra Tour, speak to Yasir there. You see, he's like the main guy I see now, Yasir Muqaddam. And you like Khidmatul Awam, speak to Ismail Formers. These are the guys I know, you see that. So there in Cape Town, there will be many agents as well. So wherever you want, you must just speak to somebody who you got confidence in and go step by step and that, and every day read 2 rakat salat. Inshallah, you will be there in Arafat for this year, Hajj 1447. It's not Sahu who take us, it's not Nusuk who take us, it's not the Kafir government of Saudi Arabia, it's Allah who takes us. I told you my story 100 times, but you don't pay attention. When I came here 2001, I already booked my ticket with for a Flywell and all of them. So then the Cape Town ulama contacted me. I said, no, I'm like resigned from Darul, I'm here now in Johannesburg. He said, King Fahad sent a letter for you. I said, really? I don't know King Fahad, he knows me. They said, you make a joke again, you make a khapi. I said, okay, send it to me. When I saw that, I realized this is official business, you know. So then I had to go to the embassy because they give you different kind of visa and this, you know. And lo and behold, I was the only one invited from that. You get a smart bag also. To you for Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, you know, that you are the guest of the Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. This was 2001. So why? The King of Kings will invite you. You must remember that. So story time, the King of England, Hafiz Wadi, never saw a real lion until 1948 was this incident. I don't know if you remember your history. So he came to South Africa, the King of England, like our old Charles is there, you see. He the harami also, busy with his chameleon, committing adultery, all that before they got married and so. So anyway, so then they took him to Kruger National Park. Now they call it Kruger Park. That time they called Kruger National Park, you see. So in those, that way there, what had happened was, so he said, show me a real lion. So first day he took him on. Nothing happening. He got very upset. Next day, he went early morning. Say, come on, show me the leo. Show me the lion, you see. So nothing happening. Now he was furious. I'm the king. I'm changing and rescheduling my program here. I want to see a real lion. So third day again, they took him south, west, north, east. No lion. He said, you hopeless lot, I'm leaving now. The next day in the newspaper it came. You listening, Lukolo? It came in the newspaper, the heading, the King of the Jungle does not want to see the King of England. You only have one king, you see that? So the King of Kings is Allah Jalla Wala. If he wants, you will be there, you will be there. What you worry about this and all that? So speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Read Surah 2 verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. And inshallah Allah will take all of us. I still got to meet and hope. We'll go again and again. We're waiting for MBS to freck, you understand? Unless he makes tawbah sincerely. And then at the moment, he's still non-Muslim and that. And you can quote my fatwa in any part of the world.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Coming up next is the Isha Azan on the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba Online, Voice of the Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jamaah. Please follow the time for the Azan and Sada for your region accordingly. We'll be back with you after this.